Here's an excellent question from the mailbag. Joanne writes, I would like to make a CD of my mother singing along to one of her favorite CDs. She is 87 years old, still has a beautiful singing voice, and I want this for our family to enjoy listening to after she's gone. How do I do this? Now, this is a fantastic question, and in a situation like this, there are several options. First, you could just open up just about any laptop with a webcam and just hit record and let her sing her heart out. Or you could buy just about any $30 MP3 player on the market, most of which have a microphone built in. Or you could download an audio editing program like Audacity, which you can get for free, and have her sing into a microphone which you could plug into your computer. A general-purpose microphone like this will cost you about $30 to $50 at any music or electronics store. But to be honest with you, if I were in your shoes, I'd find the nicest digital video camera you already own, whether it's a dedicated video camera or a regular still photo camera that also records video, or even a smartphone with a video recorder built in, and just have her sing for a video. The audio quality on most of these cameras is really quite good, as long as it's in a room with some carpeting and maybe some upholstered furniture or curtains to dampen the echoes. You wouldn't want to sing for you in a room with a tile floor and plastic chairs. In general, though, I try to follow this rule. Whenever possible, try to get the most value you can from the least additional effort. In this case, the difference between you getting her in an audio recording and you getting her on a video with audio is really zero extra effort to you, so why not get the additional benefit of having her on video as well? The ability to copy the audio from a video file is standard in even the free video editing software that comes built in with both Windows and Mac computers, so you should have no worries about that. If you're doing this for family, just burn copies of the video to DVD and share them with everyone. Undoubtedly, someone in the family has copied audio from a video before, and they should be happy to do that for you in return and burn her beautiful singing to a CD that you can enjoy anytime. I really like Joanne's question because she's trying to use technology to preserve a family memory. It's a beautiful sentiment, and the most important thing to do is actually make the recording and do as much of it as you can. You can always worry about editing things later if you really want to, and those are the tasks that become easier to do just every year. Your enemy here, sadly, is time. So put the first priority on just capturing the recording with the simplest tool you have available. For most people, that's going to be the nearest smartphone or digital camera. I cannot emphasize this enough. Get the raw footage now. Worry about editing it later. If you have a question, just send it to me by email. The address is mail@gongol.com. That's GONGOL.com. And for more trends, tips, and technology, listen to the WHO Radio Wise Guys, Saturdays on News Radio 1040 WHO, or online at whoradiowiseguys.com.